Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It is time for you, Steve. People want to ask you questions, CLO. Here we go. Cheyenne in Raleigh writes, for my 30th birthday, I invited my cousin to come to visit. She brought her boyfriend, and she had just met him a week before she came. So I told her that he couldn't stay in my house. She got mad and drove back home. Was I wrong for this?
No. Absolutely not. It's your house. She don't even know him. You don't know him. And she just told me she's staying at your house. That's not how it works, man.
No, ma'am, fam.
People don't even understand order and just being civil towards one another. You bring a stranger to your cousin's house talking about he's staying here with me. I just met him last week. Nobody waking up standing nobody over their bed with no axe in their hand.
What?
Come on, hide. You know y'all ain't going out of here no more, don't you? Now, come on, put this duct tape on your arm's mouth. Shut up crying now. You know you don't know me. Man, nobody finna do that.
No, that's craziness, really. All right. Sammy in Tribeca says, I'm a 39-year-old married man, and I have to share my wife with her male best friend, which is very annoying. His husband is just as irritated as I am with their friendship, and I had plans to see a movie, and she'd already seen it on her lunch break with her bestie. How do I set boundaries without offending them?
Okay, excuse me. Did I miss something?
It's a married man. Married man. His wife has a best friend who's also married to a man. It's a gay couple. Okay. Yeah, the husband is irritated because the wife spends more time with the bestie, with their best friend.
I don't give a if he married to several men. That ain't none of my business. You can do what you want.
Right. Right.
But to you spending so much time with him
over not your husband. Yeah.
I don't think, you know, man, y'all find something else to do. He got a husband. Go to movie with him. You got a husband. Go to movie with your husband. Mm-hmm. It don't make no sense, man.
Saying male and female.
These opposite sex friendships lead to problems. That's your bestie. Man, get another bestie. Where your girls at?
So the question is, he wants to know, Steve, how does he set boundaries? He's worried about offending them. How do I set boundaries without offending
them?
Yeah.
But I don't give a... I don't know who offended.
Exactly. I'm offended.
No. I tell you what we're going to do. All of us finna be offended. Here we go.
There you go.
I'm going to treat that offensive thing going to finna be like peanut butter. I'm finna get some on everybody's bread.
Spread it around.
You know, when I make my peanut butter sandwich, I put the peanut butter all the way to the edge. You can't see no bread on my sandwich. I spreads my peanut butter. Now, I don't get the jelly all the way to the edge because I don't want it leaking out, but that peanut butter thick.
Yeah.
I'm spreading this offensive. He don't want to fear nobody. Man, please.
Yeah. All right, moving on to Joanne in Indiana. Joanne writes, my husband was ill for 3 years before he died. Before he died, I started dating someone else. My marriage had been over for years, but I stayed with my husband because he was sick. My boyfriend moved in 2 weeks after my husband died. His mom thinks I'm dead wrong. Do I owe her an explanation?
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, it ain't a good look.
Right, 2 weeks?
I'm Come just on. Telling you right now. Now, I know the man was probably sick, mm-hmm. incapacitated or something. Mm-hmm. And you should have gave it a little more time because of the way it looked. But 2 weeks after he moved in.
Yeah. Hey, what was all the neighbors saying?
They ain't even lowered the casket in the ground yet. They ain't even put all the dirt on it.
Right.
It still got that green AstroTurf around it. And all well, the
right
neighbors
after
went,
the funeral.
Well, oh, my God. Here's the key word. He isn't even cold yet.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
That's where people wrong at, though. Oh, yeah. He ice cold. Oh, y'all can quit saying that. The body ain't even cold. Yeah. Yeah. As a matter of fact, when you die, you cold that first morning.
Gross. Goodness.
Yeah. Man. Yeah, they pick you up by your finger.
Does she owe the mom an explanation?
Whose mother?
His mother. Does she owe her an explanation?
Oh, she
does.
Hell yeah.
What should she say?
I mean, his mama tripping like, what?
Mm-hmm. 2 weeks after my son?
She already know this was going on while he was sick.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody understands that about life.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to tell a mom, look, you might, but no matter what you say, you think it's going to go over.
With his mother, no.
She done lost her son.
8 months at least, huh?
Yeah, a year.
Yeah. She's going to hate you forever.
No. Mm-hmm. Why didn't you move in with him?
There you go. He ain't got nothing.
Now he all up in her son's house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm.
Girl, you finna be involved in drive-by. I be
Oh, God.
Everything
you want to say.
Yeah, that's when they start firing shots up in the house. If I was him, I'd move back to my house.
Yeah.
I have to let some time cool. That ain't gone.
Yeah.
Every time they pull out the driveway, go to church or shopping. Cheater!
She's gonna hate her forever. All right, moving on. Last one. Cammy in Toronto says, I'm a beginning swimmer and my boyfriend is a professional diver. I learned to swim, but I hate being in water. We're going on vacation. He's planned water activities for us. He's forcing me to face my fears. Should I make my own plans?
Well, mm-hmm. You're gonna die on this vacation.
Yeah. Sound like he finna have to save your. That what he ain't. All these water sports.
What is he doing, though?
Man, I love going on the water.
Uh-huh.
And all the water trips I done took, I done jet skied 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Last time I just went, circled the boat, came right on back.
Yeah.
We saw it on your Instagram. On Instagram.
We that did. All right. Thanks, CLO. We got to wrap this up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.